Silver Lead by Sarah Jones, read by Becky Forsyth.
For billions of years, the rain has made the river rush. The mouth of the tunnel is heaving with water, as if it itself is drowning. The frothing white throws itself against the back of the tunnel's throat, the black hole in the stone gagging and choking. I can't hear my dad as he recounts the age of the stone cliffs that strike upwards on either side. The drizzle melts the edges of his raincoat into the scrub around him. He has promised an excursion that is worth the walk, but my curiosity, piqued by his enthusiasm, is rapidly waning in the cold. We weave on and off the river's bank with the thinly cut track, into the scrub. The sounds of sticks snapping, scraping bushes, muffled wind, my dad's stories. Out on the bank, the tunnel howls of the winter-long death. It sings from the bottom of its belly, deep underground. Its misery comes up through my heels and into my shivering ribs. It washes around in my chest and then steams up into the gray sky. Sadness dissipates in sadness, and the sound of the tunnel and the lead-colored clouds slide into one another and ooze above the tops of the gums. Somewhere above the tunnel, off the riverbank, slightly up the sloping mountain, he stops and swings left like a compass needle. He has found it. Down on one knee, he rummages through his backpack for the torch. The now abandoned entrance to the mine is smaller than a normal door. He runs the torch beam around the adit. Some light reflects black back off the shale, but most is swallowed by the hole. The adit shrinks light into darkness. I imagine losing gravity inside, total blackness, no echo, and then I can't imagine anymore. He stoops and steps fearlessly into the mountain's yawning mouth. His right foot disappears, his right leg, his right shoulder, then his hood. His outline is more solid darkness than the darkness that is swallowing him whole. Come on, come in. I wish I'd stayed at home. Come on, what are you doing? I'm cold. Well, hurry up then, it's warm and dry in here. I shuffle towards the shadow curtain that hangs between me and my dad. Come on, what are you waiting for? The darkness settles on my skin as I wait for my eyes to adjust. Slowly, the closest things come into focus like a charcoal drawing. All fuzzy-edged proximity. As I wait for my eyes, I realize that he is right. It's warm in here. The wind has stopped. We have crawled under the earth's skin. She is holding us softly against the weather. The further we go, rising slightly with the adit, the warmer and quieter it gets. My footsteps compete with my heartbeat in my ears. I think I can hear the mountain's in-breath that must last for 100 years.